The following program was produced by Clock Tower Radio, clocktower.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.
This is David Weinstein for Art International Radio, operating out of the Clock Tower Gallery in New York City at artonair.org. Today's program, Popol Vuh, remixed, rediscovered, reimagined.
Revisited, David.
Restored, reviewed. Popol Vuh is a band, was a band, led by a man named Florian Frick. This very interesting story of early electronic rock and ambient music and prog rock and kraut rock and psychedelic rock has been reassembled and is about to be retold here. We'll do this in two parts, one part focusing on their electronic works and on their soundtracks, and if I may tease you, includes films of Werner Herzog. And the second part will focus more on the prog rock aspect of what the band did. And if you think we're talking about the 70s, you are right. My guest here is the son of Florian Frick, who has done the research and the hard work and, in fact, even produced some remixes of these tracks. And it's on the occasion, or just in advance of those releases, that we gathered him in the studio and we contacted him, or he contacted us, and we made friends, and here we are in the Clock Tower. So, Johannes Frick, welcome to the Clock Tower.
Thank you, David.
Now, the story is fabulous, and I want you to tell us as much of the fun and horrible parts of this as you're willing to sit here and talk about. I will say in advance that there are several releases coming in June of 2011.
Yeah, it's in June 2011. We release an album called Popol Vuh Revisited and Remixed, which basically is introducing the music of Popol Vuh, the earlier music, electronic, with the Moog synthesizer 71, 72, and particularly the Werner Herzog soundtracks, to a younger audience by, it's a double disc, juxtaposing or putting together original tracks and remixes of these tracks, or somehow, let's say, in an equal measure. So you could see the relationships or influences also a little bit on a younger generation of electronic musicians like Mouse on Mars or Stereolab or The Orb, also Thomas Fehlmann. And I can tell you later a little bit more how that all happened. But what we released first, and that release is already out, in the beginning of this year was a box, a special edition box of only Werner Herzog soundtracks from Popol Vuh. With this original score for Aguirre from, 1974, Herzog film with Kinski in the main character, main role, Fitzcarraldo, Falling Nosferatu, Heart of Glass, and Corpo Verde, so like the earlier Herzog films, all staging Kinski as a main character. So we released that special box release, really very nice, in the beginning of the year, but now we're looking forward to this thing in June, and I think it's interesting because it's only the second German prog rock band that has been remixed so far.
Yeah, from the other being?
Can. Yeah, the more successful.
So just to set people's stage in time and space here, if you're Googling wildly to figure out what we're talking about, Popol Vuh is P-O-P-O-L-V-U-H.
Two words, yeah.
And Florian Frick was the mastermind behind this thing and the one consistent person throughout its history. And it had a couple of or three different distinct phases. So what we're going to do is we're going to address the 2011 release, the electronics, his use of the Moog synthesizer. And, again, in 1971, there weren't a lot of Moog synthesizers floating around in rock bands, or in anybody's house for that matter. The thing, it didn't even come with a manual. It means there was no way to figure out how to use it unless you were just locked up in your and stoned in your cave.
Yeah.
And that's more or less what he did. And then the soundtracks, of course, to the Herzog films, they're remarkable, moody, atmospheric things that I think a lot of people listening will remember. So you do have a connection to Popol Vuh, whether you think you do or not. If you're a fan of Cannes, you're going to really enjoy these shows. Let's talk about the electronic stuff, just to get us started. What do you know that we don't know? Florian Frick was the electronics, that was his thing. Did he play keyboards? Was he everything? Did he play everything? One of these kind of characters?
No, you know, he was like a composer, classical. He studied classical composing in music school and wanted to become a classical pianist, apart from a football, soccer player. That were his two obsessions. And so he knew very well about harmonics and in composition. And so he was scoring everything and composing everything, but as a really like as a musician, as a pianist. Mm-hmm. So he was playing the piano and synthesizer, later the Moog 71. But and invited musicians to join, you know, like early in the early days. Holger Trilch playing the percussion, you know, Daniel Fichelscher, a German guitarist, a great, come from a jazz background, guitarist. So, and then later it changed a little bit towards more when the film music came in. But in that days, in the 70s, basically you have to imagine the first release was called Affenstunde, Hour of the Monkey, referring to the, Popol Vuh's name is referring to the Mayan mystical book, the Popol Vuh, you know, that's where it has its name from. And so there was this, in the post-war period, after the Second World War in Germany, there was no musical heritage whatsoever, which was relevant. So then in around, you know, like Stockhausen in Cologne and a couple of bands in Germany in Munich, tried something totally different, like which has been considered really like or like avant-garde that time, but wasn't accepted by the record labels. Yeah, so I remember well, like the first album, Stories of my uncle Gerhard Augustin, who was the first DJ in Germany, and he was managing my father at that time. And he said that it was very difficult to release this first album with United Artists that time. Yeah, so 50% of the people at the record label said this is unplayable music, and 50% that we have to put it out. It's totally important to put it out. So it was controversial. And the first two albums, Affenstunde 71 and In the Gardens of Pharaoh, the following year 72, are total Moog productions where my father played in the mountains of Bavaria in front of this huge machine, which nobody had at that time. Yeah. Later, Klaus Schulze, another German electronica act, influential for later for DJs like Sven Feth, or, you know, bought it from my father. And the Beatles only recorded, and the Stones, I think, recorded it a couple of years later, like played with the Moog, yeah? And, you know, there's a wonderful documentary from Kenneth Anger, Invocation of My Demon Brother, where Mick Jagger plays the Moog. And that's only a couple of years later, you know, like in 74, I think, or 75 even. So that was very early electronic music. And I think this is also why a younger generation of electronic musicians like appreciate that so much, which I only learned with time. Like in the last years, we met many electronic musicians and bands and DJs always referring to this were like influential records for them. Starting with actually Richard James, FX Twin, like right in 2001 or 2003, I got introduced to him, and he was very interested in electronic stuff and wanted to publish at that time. And so he suddenly used a Aguirre soundtrack from 74 for an installation at the Palais de Tokyo in Paris. And I found it very interesting. Yeah. But now I get it a little more because it was really influential music for ambient and progressive music of that German post-war music.
I think. What's a good example of the, or what track should we play to illustrate this early?
Yeah, I would say we should play like there's a track from an album called the album Affenstunde 71, I'm Making a Mirror, Ich Mache einen Spiegel. It's a special period in Germany. It never happened again, you know. And so in Germany, it's considered like it's pioneers in ambient music.
Yeah.
Before Cluster or Eno, and I think they knew each other, or Eno knew Popol Vuh, but just a little bit ahead. The next one is I play a short extract from the track In the Gardens of Pharaoh, which is the following album of what we just heard, Affenstunde 71. So this is In the Gardens of Pharaoh 72. So I'll just, we not play the whole song, but I'll jump in at where I think it's a nice atmosphere. So just, listen and enjoy. We listen a little bit to it. 1972, In the Gardens of Pharaoh, Popol Vuh. That was an excerpt from a track called In the Gardens of Pharaoh, In den Gärten Pharaoh 72, Popol Vuh MOOC Recordings. Actually, the last electronic record before the band turned more towards lyrics and more towards humanism, in a way, to the back to the human voice.
Yeah, because we have the interesting and inevitable path here. That's the story of Popol Vuh, is that now we hear, the first ones were purely Moog.
Yeah.
Then we clearly hear the influence of the drumming, and he would become interested in this African drumming stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, percussion. I would say, I mean, it was titled that time. It was called a cosmic space rock. You may like it or
Why not.
That's how it was. So it was probably pretty tied to psychedelia. But there's a misunderstanding that, like, everybody was stoned all the time, and it was just made out of. It's not the case, you know. Florian Fricke was a very I would say a very spiritual person, very interested in like bringing together Western and Eastern philosophies, and was very aware of what he was doing as a composer. So he was not only stoned and...
we shouldn't make too much silliness about that. I mean, it is absolutely true that, and as you see the progression here, you see from the very beginning, there's clearly your spiritual aspect to this.
And that, the spiritual quest. Grows, yeah.
That is grows and grows and grows across the oeuvre here. The merging of East and West, even to the fact of it being a very early example of what became known as world music, you know,
where Ethno the guy music,
really is making these merges and these fusions. Fusion was a big word that was emerging at that time also. And then there's this interesting fade from purely electronic to the extreme other end of the spectrum, where he goes back to embrace acoustic music and, you know, this made by hand feeling.
Yeah, more lyrical music. I mean, there's this. The next album is called. I would suggest we play it in the second half of when we focus more on prog rock and more on the lyrical rock side. But this album, Hosiana Mantra, from 1973, and Einziger Siebenjäger from 1974. These two albums really illustrate quite well the shift after what we heard now.
And so I'm just giving a little tease because there is. It's an interesting arc to watch his progression and the progression of the work. But we will focus on the second half of this on that extreme swing to the acoustic side now. But now, continuing to fill in the picture of the electronic scores, it would be good to talk about the Werner Herzog soundtracks.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, this question is often raised. You know, when there's an interest in Popol Vuh, how this relationship started between Herzog and Florent Fricke, and basically it started what I realized from an acquaintance through, because Florent Fricke was doing short films, first films, so they met somehow on a set, and he played a blind pianist in a film, Signs of Life, Chopin, actually he played to be Chopin in Signs of Life, and then another one Kaspar Hauser, he played a blind pianist in so two films of Herzog. So, and then this, I think, acquaintance started. And
so your father acted for Herzog in the films.
Yeah, in a way, as a pianist. And then,
as a musician, in both places,
Yeah, and then he started to write a score for Aguirre, which I would like to play now, is a very memorizable, very spherical, maybe, I don't know, a unique track, which when Kinski walks down, you know, in the Amazons, like, and with, I don't know how young, like 25 years old, and Herzog produced that film only when he was 25, with 150,000 Deutschmark. I mean, you have to imagine how crazy you have to be to do that, go to the Amazon, cast like 1,000 Indians. So very special.
Well, film. We all know that film cost some grief.
Yeah, and then that's the soundtrack to it, so which gives an introduction to the more studio-based work of Popol Vuh, which was very different to Can, Tangerine Dream, Amandul, Ashra Temple, all these other groups of the Kraut movement or Kosmische movement that time, because they were starting to go to the studio and record these spherical soundtracks for Herzog, Aguirre, Fitzcarraldo, Coburg-Werder, and we'll hear it right now, and then maybe we have the chance also to listen to some of the remixes.
Sure.
You know, like, shall we just start with Aguirre?
Absolutely.
Aguirre 74, wonderful album, Popol Vuh, Aguirre 1974, for original soundtrack from Werner Herzog, Aguirre. Thank you.
Okay, so this was the soundtrack from Aguirre, Wrath of God.
Yeah, Werner Herzog, 1974. Pretty, I don't know, epic piece.
Yeah, everybody remembers this exact. So now we're starting to get some references to our own entree to Popol Vuh, because we remember this sound. So we did know who Popol Vuh was. Now, one of the reasons that you and I met was because of the release of the remixes.
Yeah, exactly.
That are coming in June of 2011. This collection, I have it in front of me. I mean, Yesayers, Mouse on Mars, Stereo Lab, The Orb, Theo Parrish, Heinrich Schwartz, Jasanova, but there's a bunch of great people, Russell Haswell,
yeah,
that have made tracks using Did they do primarily the early electronica stuff that they remixed?
No, it's a mixture. You know what I said before, that like when we met Richard James and we realized that there's an interest more of the younger electronic generation. And over the past couple of years, we tried to find a momentum. It took a while to get like the people who are really interested in the music to remix this and who understand the music, rather than having a, you know, like a fashion DJ of the time making a remix. And it's not that. It's really like we invited carefully people who understand the music. And I think they were mostly interested in the electronic tracks. It really depends. You know, Timothy Gain from Stereolab, for example, has chosen like a track, Hosiana Mantra, very lyrical tracks. Track. But then Thomas Fehlmann from The Orb has chosen a Werner Herzog soundtrack from Coba Verde. Also on Mars, they've chosen Nosferatu, to remix Nosferatu, the classical 78 Herzog film. And so did Roland Appel from Faunaflis Tribute Trio, who helped actually tremendously to co-produce this album. So that was very helpful to get in touch with his world. He was, you know, touring with Peter Kruder, Kruder and Dorfmeister for a long time. So we got access to these people. And I think, you know, it's a very interesting combination of, like a contemporary electronic avant-garde, totally known for what they do. And with some people unexpected, you mentioned Russell Haswell. Or Florian Hecker, who I think you know, he was here at PS1 with the warm-ups in the beginning, making an endless Aguirre mix. And I think it's just interesting. I mean, I don't know how much time we have, but I would like to play a couple of mixes from Peter Kruder, Aguirre remix. Maybe we can play a remix from Thomas Fehlmann from The Orb, from Copa Verde, and then a more prog rock oriented, picking up the prog rock heritage from Alex Park Jasanova. Or a critical mass, that's what you mentioned, Henrik Schwarz, before. It's a mixture, it's a Henrik Schwarz, Dixon and Ame, all Berlin-based electronica collectives. And, or Timothy Gain, Stereolab. What we did is we gave the remixers the single stems. So they could really like rearrange a new track and build something new. Yeah, we gave them single stems. So that's why it was very important for us to wait a little bit with the album. It took a long time.
Well, let me reorient people. This is David Weinstein at the Art International Radio Clock Tower Galleries in New York City for artonair.org. I'm sitting with Johannes Fricke in the galleries, talking about his father, Florian Fricke.
Yeah, the album is called Popol Vuh Revisited and Remixed, and this is a track by, actually the opening track, ambient track of the album, a remix of Peter Kruder from Kruder and Dorfmeister of Aguirre 1, the track we just listened to.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to hear.
Let's try it. A groove and ambient. Thank you. Yeah, that was Aguirre 1 from a remix by Peter Kruder from Kruder and Dorfmeister from the original track, Popol Vuh track Aguirre 1, Lacrima di Re, 1974. And the next one we are hearing is a remix from a later original soundtrack from Popol Vuh for Cobra Verde for Werner Herzog, more like an 80s film with Klaus Kinski playing in Africa, sorry, colonialism. Story with the Wild Kinski. A great film, actually. So this is a remix by Thomas Fehlmann from The Orb, which we really like. Picks up the original structure, like an ambient structure of a track called Nachts Schnee, Night Snow. Thank you. So this was a track, Nachts Schnee, from the remix by Thomas Fehlmann from The Orb, UK-based, Berlin-based ambient collective of the 90s, very, you know, very known in the 90s. We really like this track. Original track of that was from Popol Vuh for the Cobra Verde soundtrack of Werner Herzog, by Werner Herzog. And maybe I play a last track, which is it's more addressing the prog rock music. It's more in a way like a song structure by a great guy from Berlin, Alexander Bark, from a collective called Jessanova. So he picked up like kind of a 76, 77 track called Haram Day from a Popol Vuh album called Letzte Tage, Letzte Nächte, Last Nights, Last Days, Last Nights. 76, which is more the prog rock heritage. And I think that's an interesting mix because it starts with prog rock and later gets more into an electronica track, picking up the electronic heritage, understanding quite well, I think, the history of German prog rock 70s music. You'll enjoy it. Alex Bark, Jessanova, Haram Day, original track from Popol Vuh, Alex Bark remix.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a track from Alexander Bark from Jazz in Over Berlin. Electronic jazz collective, very, like, you know, like people in Berlin know them. And this was called Haram Day from the original Popo Vuh album 76, Letzte Tage, Letzte Nächte, Last Days, Last Nights. And yep, I think that's pretty much it. I think it's just great to play them with original tracks here. Thanks, David.
My pleasure. We're here in the Clock Tower studios of Art International Radio with Johannes Frick, who's one of the producers, or the prime producer of this remix set of tracks from Popol Vuh.
And the release is like in June
2011.
Popol Vuh Revisited and Remixed, including remixes by Thomas Fehlmann from The Ohr, Peter Krude from Krude & Dorfmeister, Stereolab, Mouse on Mars, Moritz von Oswald from, you know, some may know him from Rhythm and Sound or Basic Channel, Mika Vainio from Pensonic, and Russell Haswell, Florian Hecker, and the Brooklyn-based band The Yeasayers, and Roland Appel, of course, who's the co-producer of this album with me together.
So, Johannes Frick, speaking about his father Florian Frick and the projects of Popol Vuh over the years, we're going to wrap up this segment, take a little break, and we're going to come back with more on this band and this man as they move into their prog rock period. We'll look for you in June with the release of this one. Thank you very much. This is David Weinstein for Art International Radio at the Clock Tower Gallery in New York City. This is artonair.org.
Previous program was produced by Clock Tower Radio, clocktower.org, and is broadcast in partnership with Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM.